Let's begin with our prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. In our defense, we will sustain us in battle. May God be with you and with your heart of prayer. And do the battle with the Prince of the Holy Ghost. By the power of God, trust in God, Savior, and all of his spirits. Crown of the Lord, of all his sins, and of all his sins. Amen. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. There will be a meeting of all readers of the Word in the parish hall this Wednesday, September 8th at 4 p.m. Please call the office to let us know if you will be attending. New faces are welcome. We are starting to organize our RCIA classes for the fall. If anyone is interested in learning more about our Catholic faith and beliefs, please contact the office or see the bulletin for more details. Walking with our candidates is also an enriching experience as a sponsor. The CCW will have its first meeting Monday, September 13th, in the hall after the 8:30 a.m. Mass. Prayer group meets every Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the church office. All are welcome to join them. Prayer intentions can be left in a collection basket or prayer baskets at the side and rear of the church. The office will be closed on Monday, Labor Day. Just as a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering, school contribution, and mission gifts in that basket. Thank you for your generosity. Today's Mass is for the people. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Our entrance team is number 305. Our God is here.
You were sent to heal the contrite, Lord of mercy.
Lord have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ of mercy.
Christ have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord of mercy.
Lord have mercy.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
The psalm response, praise the Lord, my soul.
Praise the Lord, my soul. He makes the deaf hear,
and we would speak the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, an elderly gentleman had a serious hearing problem for a number of years. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor talked to him about hearing aids and all that, and he put beautiful, modern, hearing aids, and that fitted him so well, and he was able to hear so well, 100%, so clearly and so perfectly, he could hear everything so well. And then maybe after a month later, he went back to the doctor, and the doctor talked to him, and he said, "How is your hearing aid?" He said, "It's great, and I can hear every little bit, and it's working so good, so perfect." And the doctor said, "Since it is working so well and good, I'm sure your family must be so pleased that you can hear so well." He said, "Actually, I have not told my family yet. I sit around and hear their talk here and there, and then I change my living will for the third time." So sometimes we need to be careful, right? Today in the gospel also, Jesus, people brought to him this man who was not able to hear. He could not speak, could not hear. And, it's a beautiful gospel passage, and it tells us a lot. And the gospel passage set a picture where Jesus was. He went to the Sidon, and from there he went to the Capolis. And the Capolis was, in Greek, the Capolis means 10 cities. And probably that's the 10 cities, they were kind of influenced by so much by the Greek culture and all that. And people were, everything, the secularism and all that. And, they were not very careful, they were not, able to hear the word of God. And probably they were really deaf to the word of God. And they were not, able to hear, God. They were not, following God and all that in their life. And probably that is why Jesus gives a beautiful image here. When these people brought him to Jesus, what he did was, he took this man away from the crowd, and he did all that. He put his finger into his ears, and then, he spit it, and then touched his tongue. We all know that our saliva has got a medicinal effect, and it can heal, something like that. Jesus was trying, he cured him. And it all tells us that, sometimes, it's a really symbolic, beautiful meaning it has got, when you are with a crowd, what you can hear is about, we cannot hear the word of God sometimes. We can only hear what the crowd speak. And what the crowd speak often is not really what we want to hear. What God wants to tell us, right? All the time, sometimes crowd tell us, "Hey, this is fine." What is important is culture and the movies and the, things like that, money and wealth and all those things will make us happy and all that. So we need to have all that and have a wonderful life for how long. And that is what sometimes, the world tells us. That is why Jesus knew that this is very important, and he did something very beautiful, took him away and opened his ears, and the first thing that he heard was the word of God, because Jesus himself was the word made flesh, right? And therefore, Jesus, he heard the word of God. That's the first thing that he heard when he was cured. And therefore today, my dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel passage, let us look into our own life and see, you know, like, how do I hear the word of God? If I don't hear the word of God, we are not able to proclaim it. Because hearing and speaking goes together, right? You know, like, it is together. If you cannot hear well, you cannot proclaim, you cannot speak well. And that is why it's very important for us to hear the word of God, and then we will be able to proclaim it. And, you know, Jesus said these beautiful words, you know, like, open, you know, Ephphatha. You know, like, maybe that is, like, there are only three times the original word that Jesus spoke in Aramaic. It is preserved in the scripture three times. Like, one is this, in today's gospel, what we heard, Jesus told this man, Ephphatha, be open. And the other one was like when Jesus was, you know, raising the, you know, Jairus' daughter. You know, he went to the house and, you know, he raised her up and he said, Talitha Kumi, means little girl, get up. And the third one is like when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, right? And in all those three words, so those three minutes is very important, those three words that Jesus spoke is, you know, put it in the scripture exactly as it is without, you know, changing anything, you know. And therefore it has got power, you know, Jesus' words has got power. And the word of God has power, you know, like we see, you know, from the very beginning, you know, we see all the scripture, we see there was word, and word was with God, and all those beautiful things. So therefore, today, when we are here, you know, let us look into our own life and see, how do I give a careful heed to the word of God every day? And if I hear the word of God every day, that should help us to, you know, proclaim the word of God through our words and through our deeds. And that is why whenever we come to celebrate the Eucharist every Sunday, we come here, we celebrate it, and at the end of the Mass, you know, like we are asked to go. The Mass is ended now. Go and proclaim. It is your responsibility now. Go and show who Jesus is, you know. Go and show the world that Jesus loves you. You know, go and show others. Go and show, go and proclaim through your words and through your deeds, you know. And therefore today, let us, you know, let us take the word into our hearts and try to proclaim it, you know, through our words and deeds, you know, to our brothers and sisters. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of
God, born from God,
light from life, true God from true God, begotten not made, conceived of the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men, for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnated of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is Lord and glorified, who was spoken to the prophets.
I believe in the one who can have the Catholic Church. I confess all baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us bring our prayers before the Lord, who desires to give us what we truly need.
For economic opportunity and justice for all who labor in our fields, factories, and offices, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our young families, the cradle of faith, that they be fed by sacrament and word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For For all those who need physical, emotional, or spiritual healing, may God extend his hand to them and heal them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of faith, may the Lord shower us with the grace to listen to and do his will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who were affected by Hurricane Ida and its path of flooding and destruction, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who will die this day, and for Art Trayvon, who died this past week, may God welcome them into his eternal peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Under this gospel, a moment, and silently place before the Lord all personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. And all those who have asked our prayers. For those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes from our parish. Loving God, thank you for hearing our prayers, and we ask that you answer them according to your will. We ask this for Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together, "Give Me Ears to Listen," number 644.
Let me be a sure foundation, pure.
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering cancelled out our sin. By his rising from the dead, he opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. In a special way, let us remember all the deceased members of our family. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and
the glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am unworthy that you should enter from my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Thank you.
Thank you.
grant that you are faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endure into life, through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gift that we may merit an eternal share in his life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May your mighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth for my sin.
Thanks be to God.
Have a nice 11-day weekend.
As we're sent forth in honor of Labor Day weekend, let's sing number 427. We'll start with the second verse, which begins, "In the just reward of labor, God's will be done."